This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More than a century ago, nearly 200 Ojibwe graves were removed from the burial grounds on a strip of land offshore from Lake Superior. Now, Danielle Kading reports that members of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are celebrating the return of those burial lands to the tribe.
Lake Superior is calm as it laps against the shoreline at Wisconsin Point one sunny August afternoon. Every year for nearly two decades, descendants of Chief Joseph Osagi gather here to reunite. Some are meeting relatives for the first time. 99-year-old Osagi descendant Colleen Aird says being here this year is a real thrill because this year marks the first gathering since the Superior City Council approved transferring a small lot to the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The site marks the tribe's burial grounds.
This is really home. Our roots are here.
Yeah, we have more family here.
Yeah, Heather, hey, how's it going?
At the gathering, a group of around 50 people share stories around a fire. Aird says her father told her about what life was like then in the one-room schoolhouse on Wisconsin Point.
They had a pot-bellied stove when it was cold, and he would have to build the fire in there to warm up the schoolroom, and then he'd have to row the boat over to Superior, and the teacher was waiting there.
The tribe settled on the sandbar stretching nearly 3 miles along Lake Superior as early as 400 years ago. By the mid-19th century, Chief Joseph Osagi was leading a small but thriving community there. In 1852, Osagi and other Ojibwe leaders traveled to Washington, D.C. to fight a presidential order forcing them from their lands. The trip resulted in the 1854 treaty that set up reservations in northern Wisconsin and Minnesota. Despite that treaty, says 66-year-old Osagi descendant and Superior native Lori Madden, in 1918, the community and the remains of her ancestors were wrongfully removed.
They took 198 graves and they moved them by scow down the Nemadji River to St. Francis Cemetery, where then they put them into the graves there.
The remains were reburied elsewhere to make way for U.S. Steel's plans to put up ore docks at the Superior port. Those docks were never built, and the removal was paid for with federal funds intended to benefit tribal members. More than a year ago, Superior City Council President Jenny Van Sickle launched an effort to return burial sites to the tribe. The council approved a resolution to transfer the lands in July last year. For Osagi families, the stories passed down about Wisconsin Point are treasured memories. Madden says the history of this place was lost to her and others.
My mom and dad did not share stories with us because of the fact of discrimination.
She and others recounted how fear of discrimination prompted their parents to keep quiet about their native heritage. Aird says her mother went to an Indian boarding school in Bayfield. Such schools focused on eliminating tribal lifeways and barred children from speaking their own language. Now, Aird's daughter, Pat Nelson, says her daughter, Veronica, has been learning about the culture and studying the Ojibwe language.
She's kind of bringing us back to those traditions.
About 2 weeks after the reunion, the Fond du Lac tribe hosted a celebration to mark the return of those lands, including a drum ceremony. Aird attended the celebration just days after her 99th birthday.
I never thought this day would ever come.
Van Sickle, an Alaskan native, says it's important to humanize places that can get lost in textbooks.
They're real people with stories. You know, native perspective, native voices are not optional, and there's a lot of work ahead.
Fond du Lac Tribal Chairman Kevin Dupuy looked on as Superior Mayor Jim Payne signed over lands to the tribe. Now, Dupuy says the work ahead may include a monument to replace pillars that currently mark the site. He searched for words to capture the feeling of the moment.
I just want to go in the woods. I think I should be at Wisconsin Point right now, or St. Francis Cemetery, telling them what we did.
Now, Dupuy says their people can finally be left to rest. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.